Is it permissible due to this COVID-19 disease to prevent congregational prayers and Friday prayer? Stopping Friday and congregational prayers in the event of spread of infectious epidemics is not carried out in general, but rather the sick are isolated and are not allowed to enter the mosques for the congregational or Friday prayers, and all measures are taken from hygiene and sterilization and wearing masks, if required, and so on. Then the healthy people continue to pray Friday and congregational prayer without stopping them. And if there is a need for medical teams in mosques to check who is suspected of the illness amongst the worshippers, then that measure can be taken, but without disrupting the Friday and congregational prayers for healthy Muslims. The evidences on the congregational and Friday prayers do not include permanent disruption, but rather they do not require a large number for their performance, as in what we will explain, and some Muslims are excused from attending them for reasons that concern them, as follows. So as for the congregational prayer, it is an obligation of sufficiency, fardul kifaya. The congregational prayer is an obligation of sufficiency that must be shown to people, because Abu Darda radhiyallahu an narrated that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the meaning is, if there are three men in a village or in the desert among whom prayer is not offered in congregation, the devil has got the mastery over them. So observe prayer in congregation, for the wolf eats only the straggling animal. It was narrated by Abu Dawood with a Hasan Isnad, and it is about congregational prayer. It is an obligation of sufficiency, fadul kifaya. Some Muslims have delayed the prayer of the congregation with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam left them after threatening them with burning. Al-Bukhari narrated that Abu Huraira radhiyallahu an said that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the meaning is, by him in whose hand my soul is, I was about to order for collecting firewood and then order someone to pronounce the adhan for the prayer, and then order someone to lead the prayer. Then I would go from behind and burn the houses of men who did not present themselves for the compulsory congregational prayer. By him in whose hands my soul is, if anyone of them had known that he would get a bone covered with good meat or two small pieces of meat present in between two ribs, he would have turned up for the Isha prayer. And if it was a fard-e-ayn for every Muslim, he would not have left them. And if it was a fard-e-ayn for every Muslim, he would not have left them. And it is from the congregational prayers, since it mentioned the Isha prayer. And the congregation should have at least two members, an Imam and Muqtadi. Due to the hadith of Malik bin Al-Huwairath, who said, I came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam along with a companion of mine, and when we intended to return from him, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the meaning is, when there is time for prayer, announce prayer, pronounce iqama, and the oldest amongst you should lead the prayer. Narrated by Muslim. And the congregation is not waived except with a shari excuse, in which there is a text like a cold or rainy night. For the hadith of Bukhari, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the meaning is, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to tell the muazzin to pronounce adhan and say, pray at your homes at the end of the adhan on a rainy or a very cold night during the journey. As for the Friday prayer, it is fard-e-ayn, meaning it's an individual obligation, and it is not waived except with an excuse, and the evidence for that is abundant, including the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْعَ. O you who have believed, when the adhan is called for the prayer on the day of Jumu'ah, then proceed to the remembrance of Allah and leave trade. The request in this verse is obligatory due to the evidence of the qarina of the prohibition from what is permissible, indicating the decisive request, talb-e jazim. And Al-Hakim narrated in Al-Mustadrak on Al-Shayhain on the authority of Tariq bin Shihab, on the authority of Abu Musa, from the Prophet ﷺ, that he said, and the meaning is, The Friday prayer in congregation is a necessary duty for every Muslim, with four exceptions: a slave, a woman, a boy, and a sick person. Al-Hakim said, it is a sahih hadith on the condition of the two sheikhs, and it is not obligatory on the one who is in fear due to what was narrated from Ibn Abbas radhiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and the meaning is, he who heard the call must answer it. There is no prayer for a man except with an excuse. They said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the excuse? He said, fear or disease. It was extracted by Al-Bayhaqi in Al-Sunan Al-Kubra. Thus, Friday is obligatory for every Muslim except for those who have a Shari'i text that excludes them, whereas other than those who do not have a text to exclude them, Friday is obligatory upon them. These are the Sharia excuses, and analogies are not mired on them. The Sharia excuse is what is stated in the Sharia text and does not include the acts of worship, because they do not include divine reason, Allah, so that analogies are drawn from them. And it is required for Friday prayers to have a number of Muslims. And the companions agreed that there must be a number to perform Friday prayers. So they must be in a number of people. A certain number is not required. So any number is called a group and is considered a number and will make the Friday prayer valid as long as it is considered a group. Because being in a group for Friday prayers is fixed by the previous hadith of Tariq. The meaning, the Friday prayer in congregation is a necessary duty for every Muslim. And because the number is fixed by the consensus of the companions and there was no hadith in the status of consideration indicating a specific number to carry out Friday prayer. However, because achieving the group and the number were necessary, and this can only be achieved by three or more, because two are not considered a number of a group. Accordingly, three of those who are obliged to perform Friday prayers are required so that the Friday prayer is valid. If there are less than that, it is not valid and it is not called Friday prayers, because there is no number and the consensus was on that there must be a number of people for the Friday prayer. Thus, in the Khilafah state, the Friday or congregational prayer is not stopped. Rather, he who is legally excused does not attend and the rest attend. As for saying that it is likely with least amount of doubt that everyone is vulnerable to infection and it cannot be prevented no matter what measures or precautions were taken, it is a weak possibility. Especially since the lowest number of the congregational prayer is 2 and for the Friday prayer is 3. And this is most likely achievable. If we assume that this possibility exists, it will be taken in its region accordingly. Therefore, the matter must be strictly and sincerely controlled. If the number is attained with least amount of doubt, then Friday and congregational prayers are not stopped, but all measures and precautions are taken. Taking precaution does not mean leaving the obligation, but rather it is carried out together with taking precautions and measures to prevent the infection. This is the most likely outweighed ruling in the matter. If the state closes the mosques without making every effort to verify the least amount of doubt, ghalabat az-zan, as we have shown above, then it prevents people from attending the mosques on Friday and congregations, then it would have committed a great sin for disrupting the Friday and congregational prayers.